From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 9th, 2015. This week, in honor of Veterans Day on November 11th, the music of Anchors Away opens our focus on the U.S. Navy, which on October 13th, 2015, celebrated the 240th anniversary of its establishment. We start with a series of excerpts from the Navy's All Hands Radio to show some of the range of modern-day Navy experiences and activities. Have a listen for about 75 seconds.
There's aviation, there's submarines, there's surface warfare, there's amphibious warfare, logistics, Seabees, medical.
I joined the Navy to really see places. I'm from a small town in Alabama.
With being an immigrant family, we didn't have a lot of money. I couldn't afford to go to college. And you know, Navy was the solution.
Right now we're undertaking a salvage of a F-18 airplane that crashed around 2 months ago. So on the first two missions, we actually recovered the cockpit of the airplane and all the classified information. So now we're getting the main fuselage, which is still on the bottom of the ocean.
Right now we are on a DPAA mission off the coast of Grotto, Italy, in hopes to recover some fallen airmen back from World War II.
I am HM1 Jennifer Heiselman.
And I am HM1 Whitslong. We're Navy liaisons at Doverport Mortuary.
I think that's a testament to the Navy as a whole. You got people out there on 6-9 month deployments away from their family, missing the birth of their child. Guys are out there working hard.
The U.S. Navy began in 1775 during the Revolutionary War with a resolution by the Continental Congress establishing a Continental Naval Force. The Navy started with just two ships, but by March 1776, Congress had authorized 17 more and authorized those ships to capture and confiscate all British armed vessels, transports, and supply ships, and to, quote, cruise on the enemies of these United Colonies. 240 years later, the Navy has over 272 deployable ships and over 3,700 aircraft, along with over 400,000 active duty members and reserves, and nearly 200,000 civilian employees. Its mission now is worldwide, part of the global reach of U.S. economic, diplomatic, and national security interests and activities. Back here in the Old Dominion, the Hampton Roads area and the Chesapeake Bay have a history of naval activity going back to the Revolutionary War. And today, Virginia is home to 10 naval installations, including Naval Station Norfolk, currently the world's largest naval base. Thanks to Navy veterans and current personnel everywhere. And we close with another few seconds of Anchors Away, played by the U.S. Navy Band. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.